from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
2-2 the count. The lefty kicks and delivers, and the pitch is grounded back up the middle. Stotts got it, but he's got no chance. And Larnach scores, and the Twins win it.
Brutal. Totally a brutal loss yesterday for the Phillies. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, we're live today from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to hitchrv.com. All right, back to your phone calls on the Eagles here. Hope or expect in just a couple minutes. But, Hugh, we got to address the Phillies. And we will have Jalix Hunt joining the show after Eagles practice this morning. So, yesterday, the Phillies, they get a well-pitched game out of Nola, get the home run early, but he battled. He had some trouble with runners, but he got out a lot of innings, and he gave them, you know, he gave them a good start. They get the lead. They go up 4-1, and then that inning rolls around, and they can, Kirkring's walking everybody, and I have no idea what happened to Marsh in left field. He just clanked it. I mean, he got to the ball. It's a play he makes, I'd say, 99 times out of 100, 98 out of 100. He catches that ball. He didn't. And then I'm officially done with Soto in high leverage. They gave him two chances. He didn't succeed. Hugh, that may have been – they haven't had many losses this year, but that's one of the more frustrating losses because they had that game yesterday.
Yeah, it was tough. And the thing that stuck out to me, and we were talking about this yesterday, Joe, and I was like, man, they match up really well with the Phillies. You know, and they had some really good pitching the last couple of days, Minnesota did, and it's just tough. But you can tell that this team is frustrated. I know they have a little bit of a cushion. I chalk it up to – coming off the All-Star break, you know, and just trying to get back into it. And I know that's you know, that's something that a lot of people probably won't listen to and hear, but they were still in the throes of that All-Star situation.
Well, they better get out of those throes.
Yeah, they are. They so have to. And they walked into a little bit of a buzzsaw.
Yeah, it's three straight series losses now. And this was supposed to be the part of the schedule before it gets actually tough. And now Cleveland comes in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then the Yankees. Then they go on a long West Coast trip against Seattle and all their pitching, the Dodgers, Arizona. The schedule's about to get harder. The Phillies need to wake up, and Dave Dombrowski needs to go get something done. You know, I've for the first time in a while, I've reached the point of some worry with the Phillies. And let me make it clear, not the division. The Braves can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
In fact, the Mets could pass the Braves this weekend for second place. The Braves really are struggling. I'm not worried about the division. But, like, if you say to me right now, the team I watched this last nine games, does that look like a World Series team? No. I mean, they need to wake up. And they also need some help. Dombrowski has between now and 6 o'clock on Tuesday to go and seriously get some help here. I think bare minimum they need an outfielder that could help out there, at least a platoon guy, but someone that could play either for Marsh or play for Rojas. Mm-hmm. And they need a relief pitcher, Hugh, because this bullpen, it's leaking a lot of oil right now. Between Alvarado and Kirkering's hit a rough spot, and Soto I don't trust. Like, we're running out of guys to trust with close games here.
Yeah, I look at it like I look at it a little different. I definitely do think that we need to get some pitching, but I'm not as bullish on the offense as you are. I think that they have enough. It's just it was a tough weekend, and you talked about Bryce was talking about how the ump was squeezing them a little bit. So it's one of those things where I get what you're saying, and the type of team that we had before going into the All-Star break, they're like the tail of two teams right now.
Yeah, and I also wonder. You know, that they swept the Dodgers, right? That week I was out. And that was the last time they played good baseball. They've lost three straight series. I wonder if they kind of get a little flat after that. Like, that was a big series. It felt like October. They swept it. They swept the Dodgers. And since then, they have looked really flat. 215-592-9494. Are you starting to worry about the Phillies here? And again, worry is relative. It's not worry about the season falling apart or the division. They have a big lead. But I'm not watching a team right now that looks like they did 2 months ago, or it looks like they, and I think their record the last 38 games is 19-19. It's been an extended period of 500-ish baseball. Let's hear for Bryce Harper. You mentioned Bryce Hugh after the game. He sounds frustrated, and he also seemed like he was putting the onus a little bit on Dave Dombrowski to get them some help here by Tuesday.
It's like the worst you guys have played for a prolonged stretch this season. Going back before the break, the series against A's is three straight series of losses.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, those are, I thought the A's kicked the crap out of us last game, obviously. But, I felt like we've had two games that got away from us that we could have won. Just haven't.
This team has been pretty good facing adversity. I don't even know if you would call this adversity these last nine games. So I imagine you guys are pretty confident you can find a way to maneuver your way out of this and get back on that winning track.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, going home is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to get home, see my family and, play in the bank. But we can't let, two games get away from us in the last two series like that. It just can't happen. If you're going to be a winning ball club and be a winning team, that just can't happen.
The deadline is less than a week. What do you think you guys need something else? What do you think it is, and what do you think about what the front office will do?
I don't know. Dave's going to get the job done if he wants to.
Dave's going to get the job done if he wants to. Hugh, I thought the end of that was interesting. If he wants to. I mean, I thought he was putting the ball in Dave Dombrowski's court. He didn't come out and say, hey, we need help, because I don't think he wants to do that to his teammates that obviously would be replaced here. But that sounded to me like a star player saying to the front office, we could use a little help here.
Yeah, he's frustrated. And I think that Bryce let you in a little bit, let you know that he's the assistant GM and he's ready for some moves made. That was a frustrating, no doubt about it. You talk about the way that they lost. They were up, then they lost it. That was a frustrating way to lose that game yesterday. And it's been a little frustrating with the games they play. But like I said, man, the last couple of days for me watching this series, Minnesota matched up really well with
them. Yeah, they did, but teams in the playoffs are going to match up well.
Yeah,
like Minnesota's playoff-ish, right?
Yeah, they're a playoff-ish team.
So
yeah.
That's what they're going to – if the road to the playoffs will fate, we will have teams kind of like Minnesota. They got to be better. And the Phillies, bare minimum right now, I need an outfielder and I need another relief pitcher in here from Dombrowski. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here in a second. On the Phillies, are you starting to have a little bit of worry with this team? It's been an extended period where they have not played great baseball and – of course, the Eagles hope or expect a Super Bowl team this year. But, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, we got to give people a chance to win a great prize today. We got a 4-pack of tickets to the Reading Phillies versus the New Hampshire Fisher Cats August 13th. Tuesday, August 13th, first 2,000 adults in the park will receive an Alec Boehm bobblehead with walk-up song. For tickets, visit ReadingPhillies.com. Or you could play a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
I ain't going to lie, Joe. I got to apologize here about that. I'm a little off-kilter today, man. I'm a little off-kilter.
What happened?
Because I'm in my feelings a little bit.
Why?
Readers ain't here today.
I know. You told me right before you came back from this break. I've been trying to hide my emotions.
No, I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like as a reformed fat guy, trying to with the struggle, there are certain things that, like milestones, you expect, like cheat meals and stuff that you look forward to, like milestones, especially when it comes to food. Like, I ain't eat yesterday because I was ready for this Reader's today. So I'm in my feelings a little bit, so y'all got to excuse me if I...
You didn't eat yesterday because you were expecting water ice in the morning
Don't at me. Don't get at it. Anybody that understands what I'm going through knows exactly what I'm talking about. When you get ready to have a cheat meal... You want to make sure, your palate is clean, I mean, so that it's a savory.
You fasted for water ice in the morning.
It is sugary, but it's not a meal.
It's like you want to enjoy. Like
that sounds
again,
more unhealthy.
No, wait a minute. Listen to what I'm saying. Like as a person that has does fasted cardio, when you get that first taste of the day, it's like it pops. And I wanted that to be Reader's.
You wanted that to be Reader's.
Yeah. And
for most of us, it's coffee.
Yeah,
breakfast.
It's like I wanted it to be Reader's.
Well, it's not here today, which is
not.
Unfortunate. Nah. But we press on here. All right, Hugh, give the folks a clue here for Hugh's clue.
All right, this first clue is this individual was a former number one overall pick.
Ooh, all right. Well, that's
a sports-related theme.
All right, a sports-related theme today. This person was a number one overall pick. All right, there's your first clue for Hugh's Clues. 4-pack of tickets, Reading Phillies on the line. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Wants to talk about the Eagles and expectations. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What up, man?
What's up, pal?
I want to talk about, I actually expect the Eagles to be at the center this year. And I got a little pushback, Joe. I know I went down on the Eagles, too. I know you were down on the Eagles last year. But we got to give Sirianni – I know last year was a collapse. We got to give Sirianni a little grace here. He has had winning seasons. He has been in the playoffs. And he's a young coach. Jalen Hurts is a young quarterback, still growing. So I'll take last year to a learning curve. You know, you got to learn from your mistakes. Last year, I think ego got in the way. I think pride got in the way. I think accountability got in the way. So this year, I'll expect these guys to come out. You know, we got the running back we needed. We got a couple of new defensive pieces. We got some new coaches, veteran coaches. So I feel like this year, I expect these guys to go full throttle. The schedule ain't that daunting, ain't that tasking. So I feel like these guys can make be a contender. And, you know, we see in San Francisco, they got a little turmoil. Dallas got a little turmoil. So I feel like this is the year where we can bounce back.
Well, you're right about the turmoil. San Francisco has extra turmoil now. It's not just Ayuk. Apparently, Trent Williams, too. Trent Williams wants a new contract. Yeah. So
he's been playing a long time.
He has. But it's that's that disease of more, right? The more you win, the more people want their money. Yeah. So, Terrence, you're right. The NFC's got, you know, questions. Good teams, but questions. And it is a fair point on Sirianni and Hurts, right? They're not finished products. I mean, Hurts should be coming into his prime now. Hopefully he stays healthy through it. And by the way, he just threw a nice pass down the field to AJ. And with Sirianni, coaches get better. I mean, we'll see. Sirianni's kind of at a crossroads. Like, this is a time where he either gets better.
Both of them are at a crossroads, in my opinion.
They are, right. Yeah. And Sirianni, in particular, like, if he doesn't get better this year, he loses his job. I don't know if he's a head coach again. Or he could win 12 games, and it's like, then he's fully established. He's not going anywhere for a while then. So, you're right. They could get better, Terrence. And if they do, they'll be fine.
And a quick thing on the Phillies. I'm absolutely concerned about these guys. I mean, obviously, they started the season. These guys started the season out the gates. They were hot. I hope these guys are running out of gas. Right now, the bats ain't batting. The pitching ain't pitching. So I feel like we got to add a bat, and we got to add a pitcher. These guys, every year we know their bats go cold. And to see these guys, the way they're playing, they're not playing championship baseball. They're not playing it at all. I heard Bryce Harper talk about the umpire. I don't want to hear about an umpire. You guys have stank lately. You stunk. You have to hit the ball, Bryce. I don't want to hear about no umpires. You guys have to find what's not working for you, because last time I checked, the Dodgers ain't going nowhere. I know the Braves are struggling, but they're going to end up getting Mookie back soon. So we have to find a place here to see where we're at in the crossroads, and we have to get the season back on the right track.
Well, they do. And I'm the whole umpire complaining thing. And Terrence, you're right about that. I don't want to hear it either. Go win baseball games. All right, Terrence, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
I'm going to say Peyton Manning.
That's a good guess. Peyton, probably one of the better number one overall picks ever. That's dope. Not it today.
Yeah, that was dope. That's a dope guess.
It was, yeah. And, you know, like when you think about number one overall picks, you think of guys that, like, they're become the franchise player.
Yeah, franchise.
Yeah, he did that. As far as the Sirianni thing and Hurts, I mean, it's a huge year for both of them. We kind of framed it as a huge year for Sirianni specifically because he could lose his job if they don't play well this year. But for Jalen, as we watch him out on the practice field right now, it is a huge year. A year from now, we're either going to say 2023 was the blip on the radar, like that was the weird down year, or we're going to say 2022 was the outlier, and he's good, but he's not that good.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you look at them and the enthusiasm that they display, like I said yesterday, he understood to me when I heard that. He said a whole lot. He understood that his career – right now is tied to the success of his head coach. Those two guys are joined at the hip as far as I'm concerned. And the better, regardless of who is calling the plays, the better Coach Sirianni looks, the better it is for you as a quarterback. And I wholeheartedly believe that it's better it is for this team, because there's a lot of expectation with the talent that they have and all the guys that are here, the young talent that – They're supposed to be in the big dance at the end of the year. That's how they feel.
Well, a lot of people feel that way. Hope or expect. What are you feeling on the Birds in terms of the Super Bowl? 215-592-9494. I'm firmly in the hope category. I mean, they got to show me that they're great again, because the last time we watched them play, they weren't. And for the first time in a long time, I have questions on the O-line and D-line. It's bizarre being at Eagles camp and thinking that.
Look at your boy, two gloves.
Well, can he pick it out there?
Yeah, he threw a pass. Two gloves.
Was it in the right spot?
Yeah, he threw it to the right spot.
That
was like a little quick out.
We're off to the races then. All right, Craig in D.C. What's up, Craig?
Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas. What's up, fellas?
What's going on,
Craig,
man?
What's up?
Man, long time no talk, man. I listen to y'all all the time, man. But, you know, it's a certain smell in the air right now, brother. It just finally got me the chance to call y'all, man. And it's football, baby. We're back, baby. Eagles,
I was just about to say poop.
It.
thought you said
poop. Yeah, there was a weird smell coming down 95 today. But hey, yeah, no, the football, hey, the grass, late July, it does smell like football, Craig.
Hey, shout out to Chris, too, man. I love the way he incorporates that "we are" and then goes into the Eagles thing, man. We got to roll with that all year. I love that.
Well, that's his thing love now that Saquon is here. That's going to be an all-year thing. All right, what are you thinking, Craig? You expecting a Super Bowl caliber team?
Hey, definitely. Hey, and one more thing before I get started, too, Joe. Hey, just so you know, man, you know Bruce from D.C., man. That's my brother. That's my big brother, man. So just want to let y'all know I got the brothers condom.
Oh, I know. I know you guys are brothers. You're good callers. Good callers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We calling y'all, man. So, yeah. Yeah, on these Eagles, brother. Hey, I heard the stats from yesterday, man. Hurts 15 for 16.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A TD, no interceptions, looking real sharp. I'm telling you, man.
The stats this from yesterday?
Elliott stats, yeah.
I forgot about it. I didn't look at ESP.
Oh, this is ESP season right now.
I didn't look at his stats yesterday.
Hey. Elliott was charting him, brother. Yeah, man. So, I'm just saying, man, this offense, of course, the question mark is the defense. But, hearing what the linebackers, of course, and then what they're going to do with these corners, man. You know, but like I said, if we get Green Bay, man, down there in Brazil, that's going to be my key, brother. We get them guys, you'll be 5-0 out the gate, man. I think that's the only game I'm really worried about, you know what I mean, if it comes a hiccup. But I think I like our chances. And as far as the pressure yesterday – you know, yeah, man, last year's last year, and I feel like, hey, man, we moving on, brother. This 2024, man, these guys going to get it done, man. They're all professionals, man. You know, and I just like the way we're going with this direction. You know,
Craig, you worried about the Phils at all?
Yes, sir. Hey, now, on to my Phillies point. Listen, man, I called different shows and stuff, and my big thing about the Phillies, fellas, of course, that took my shorts yesterday, man. I'm telling you, man, you know, y'all like to do the analogy thing, man. Check this out, bro. Wheeler, Nola, Harper, and Turner. Bro, do y'all remember the movie Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, of course.
Anybody seen that? Okay, so in the military, what we used to do was they had these things called blanket parties. So when you got the guy.
Oh, I heard about the blanket
screwing
parties.
Up, yeah, when the guy's screwing up and you got to get him in check and do it, you know, kind of off the tune. You know, if I'm them four, man, I'm going in there. I'm blanket partying that whole bullpen.
So wait a minute, that's a real. So the blanket party is a real thing. That's just not what's in the movie.
Yeah. Hey, that's for real, bro. Yes, sir. Hey, me and my brother, we veterans, bro. We've been through this, bro. You listen. When you got a weak link, you kick his ass and get him in gear, bro. And that's you do what you got to do to make the team progress, man. And I'm just so tired of that bull. It's just ridiculous that bullpen, man. You know, I mean, between Soto, Alvarado, you know, I mean, I just don't understand. It's like, you know, both of our aces, man, Wheeler and Nola, threw gems the past couple
They did.
Games.
I mean, they you got to win those games. Yeah, you're right. Craig, when you have when you get like 13 innings of one run, you got to win those games with those starting.
You got to win them, bro.
And they got to throw strikes. 4-1 lead. The same thing happened Friday in Pittsburgh. You got to throw strikes. Craig, give us a guess here. Number one overall pick. Who are we talking about?
Man, hey, we got to go with my man, one of the greatest running backs, the best of all time, you know, bruiser and everything, man. I'm trying Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell. Craig, it's a fun
that's
guess.
A good guess.
Not our answer for Hughes Clues. He's not wrong, though, I don't know about the blanket party, but they got to throw strikes out of the bullpen. That is frustrating. Kirkering yesterday comes into a 4-1 game. Just throw strikes. If they hit you, I mean, he's got good stuff. They hit you, but you can't be out there walking people.
No,
and then
you can't
it led.
Do that.
Then Marsh drops the ball, but by that point, the bases were loaded.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, the damage had already been done. No, I'm with you with that. You got one job, and your job is to go throw heat across the plate to get those cats out.
Yeah, you have to do it. Alex in North Carolina. What's up, Alex?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Alex?
What up, man?
Hey, look, man. We don't hope. We wish, man. We wish. We wish any of these teams stand in our way of our destiny, man. This is Super Bowl or bust, baby. We going all the way. This team sounds like it's going to be great. I'm liking what I'm hearing from the coach. I'm liking what I'm hearing from the quarterback. Everything's lining up. We got to keep it pushing. I ain't worrying about this thing, man. Green Bay, come on, man. Burnsy cheese for any time of the day. Ain't nobody stopping us, man.
Nobody. Stopping us, this is the same team that couldn't win a game down the stretch last year.
That was last year. Hey, are you still with your first girlfriend?
No, I'm almost 40.
Okay, then. You moved on, didn't you?
Hold on. But sometimes it takes a little while. You got to make sure. You got to know what you're watching here.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. You either all in or you get the hell out. Like, come on, man. This is Eagles, baby. This ain't no halftime. No, I mean, part-time fans.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You all out, man.
So I like it. You're all, Alex. I love it. I love that you're all in. I'm with the program. I'm also with the program in front of me right now. They got question marks about Alex. I need to see this thing come together. Alex, good phone call. All in. I mean, how about that? He's all in, expecting a Super Bowl. No doubt about it from Alex in North Carolina, Hugh. All in.
Yeah, as you should be. Well, this team is super talented. Super talented.
What did Jalen say? Talent only takes you so far.
Yeah, it does, but this team is talented.
Weren't they talented last year? That's why the talent thing doesn't resonate as much with me. There's a lot of talented teams.
No, I think they're a smidge more talented than they were last year. I think there was a disconnect. There was a disconnect.
So I would agree they are more talented than last year in some areas, right? They're certainly more talented in the secondary with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back, with Quinyon Mitchell here now, Isaiah Rodgers off the suspension. Hugh, I'm with you on that. I see it. They're probably more talented at running back, right, with Saquon over DeAndre
Definitely.
Swift?
Yes.
Okay. But they're not more talented on the offensive line they were last year. They lost a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, I get you.
They're not more talented on the defensive line, unless you're ready to say Carter and Davis are going to take a big leap.
Carter flashed a lot last year.
No, he flashed, but he was here last year. He's here again. Like, they lost Fletcher Cox.
Yeah.
And are they more talented at pass rush?
I think they're more competent at the defense now.
I would hope. Last year they were incompetent.
I mean, because, you know, we got a chance to listen to Fangio's just a little bit.
Yep.
And he kind of, you know, I like the way that he speaks. He's not out there giving you a whole lot of hyperbole. And when he talked about certain individuals, he talked about them as a work in progress, because he understands that where they are right now is probably not where they're going to be when we start playing football.
Are they more talented on the pass rush?
I think so.
And
you know what? Let me tell you, he kind of alluded to that. Now, there were certain aspects of certain individuals' games that he said that need to improve, and that comes with repetition. But I think that as far as the talent and the ability to be able to get to the quarterback, yes. I think they're going to be able to throw a lot of little different things at different teams and everything. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, look, that's where I'm hoping. I'm hoping because they have some pieces on the pass rush, specifically like the edge rushers that we're all hoping. I'm like, Nolan Smith is a first-round pick from last year, and he does look bigger. He looks
He ain't no leg,
did he? Well, he did upper body, but whatever. He looks bigger than he did last year. Hopefully he gets to the quarterback, because the first year was a wash. I mean, he's basically a red shirt.
He skipped leg day.
Yeah, he did. He probably skipped leg day, but he looks like he put on some weight here. All right, 215-592-9494. Broadcasting live from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex. All right, coming up next, on the other side, we'll give you some updates on what's going on out there in practice early on. And something interesting from Vic Fangio's presser this morning, in case you missed it, maybe not the greatest endorsement of one of the new additions here that we have on defense. That's next, plus your phone calls. Hope or expect a Super Bowl caliber Eagles team? And are you starting to worry about the Phillies? Three straight series losses. They played 500 baseball really since London. 215-592-9494. It's How You Hop Board. Jalex Hunt will join us after Eagles practice on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.